Yes, praise the Lord. I'm standing in prayer, approaching God in prayer. And the Bible says, he who comes to God must believe that God exists and that God is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. That is in Hebrews, the book of Hebrews in the New Testament of the Christian Bible, chapter 11 and verse 6. It says, if you come to God, you must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. So I'm approaching God, but the Bible says there's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. He was a man born of a woman, but he was conceived by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit overshadowed her, and she became pregnant without the interaction with a man. If God can cause a seed to germinate and bring forth a flower and a tree and fruit and an orchard, is it then too hard for God to overshadow a woman by his spirit and cause her to become pregnant? If he cannot do that, then it's not God. He did it. So he said, there's only one person through whom we must come to God to, and that is the Lord Jesus, the Christ. Christ means anointed, Jesus the anointed. So I'm going to God now in prayer, and I say, dear God, I'm approaching you not on my own merit, not on my own worth, but on the worth of Christ, who is worthy, and I'm coming through him as my mediator to you. And I'm approaching God in the name of Jesus. And as I'm approaching God, hallelujah, this moment I'm in prayer for myself, because it's a day of fasting. This whole week our church is fasting. So I'm approaching God, and a realization dawned on me, and it came to me, don't let this moment pass you by. What an opportune moment when you stand before God in prayer, or when you kneel before God in prayer, or maybe you're sitting and driving and listening to this podcast, or maybe you're lying in bed sick listening to this podcast. But when you approach God, when you go to God in prayer, he will never reject you. God will never show you a way. Even if you're not a Christian, you can come to him and speak. He said, come unto me, in the book of the New Testament, in the Christian Bible, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. It says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He says, come unto me, all of you who are burdened, who's worried, who's got a care, who's anxious, who's sick, who's got a problem. Come to God. He loves you because he created you. Don't say, I'm not a Christian, God won't listen to me. He will listen to you when you call unto him, when you cry unto him, because he created you. He's your creator. Go on your knees, or where you're sitting or driving or lying down, just lift up your voice and say, dear God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Help me. Save my soul. God wants to save your soul. It means he don't want your soul to be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. And the only way for you to escape that lake of fire and brimstone is to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. There are many people in the world who's got the name Jesus, especially Spanish-speaking peoples. They give their children's name Jesus. They say, Jesus. But we're talking about Jesus. Remember, there's many people by the name of John too. But there's a John in the Bible, the Gospel of John. There's many people by the name of Paul. But we're talking about the Apostle Paul. So it's not confusing when we say, believe on the Lord Jesus, the Christ. We are identifying him, the one who was crucified on Calvary. And even people who are non-Christians, they acknowledge that there lived a man called Jesus. Even the non-Christians, people who don't believe in the Bible or in God, acknowledge there was a man who lived on the earth, who walked the earth, whose name was Jesus of Nazareth, who lived in Palestine, who was crucified on the cross in Golgotha. The whole world acknowledged that there was a man called Jesus. Now, Jesus was born of a woman, that was just a body. But the conception, the Mother Mary conceived him through the power of the Holy Spirit that overshadowed her, that came into her. Just like a seed, you put a seed in the ground, but who caused that seed to germinate? God by His Spirit. Who caused that seed to grow and to develop into a plant to yield seed and fruit and leaves or flowers and fragrances? It is God. Nothing is impossible with God. So give your heart to Jesus. If you don't know how to do it, find a Christian and ask him to explain you to you how to become a Christian so that you can go to heaven, so that your name can be written in the book of life. Because many people worry and they think, if they say to you, are you going to heaven? Then you say, I hope so. Are you going to heaven? Then people say, I don't know. No one can know for sure. No, the Bible says, the Christian Bible says, that if you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, it means that moment He forgives you for all the sin that you have committed in your whole life. And He wiped that sin out of His books. And then He write your name in His book of life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So find a Christian or find someone who can explain to you how to receive the Lord Jesus and follow the Lord Jesus as Savior. Become His disciple. Become His follower. Read the Bible and pray every day and sing hymns. And if you endure and if you persist and if you continue, you will be saved one day. And if you die, everybody will be raised up after death, will be resurrected. Some will be resurrected and appear before the judgment throne. That is in the book of Revelation in the Christian's Bible, the last book in the Christian New Testament, Revelation chapter 20, from verse 11 to 15. It says there, this man, he was on an island, John, and he saw a vision. And in the vision, he says, I saw a great white throne, and everybody was sitting on this throne. Everybody was standing before this throne. He says, I saw a great white throne, and everybody was standing in front of this great white throne. But on the throne sat God, praise the Lord. And then the Bible says the books were open, all the books, and in the books were written everything the people did in their lives. And another book was opened. The Bible says people were judged according to their works they did in their lifetime. But another book was opened, the book of life. And if your name was not written in that book of life, you will be cast into that lake of fire and brimstone, and you will be tormented forever and ever. Your body on the earth has gone to dust, but your soul is eternal. Your soul cannot burn out, because your soul, it's your soul that feels the emotions. It's your soul, yes, that feel that pain, that hurt you feel in your heart, emotional pain. It's your soul. So if you want to escape that lake of fire, you must become born again. You must be regenerated. You must repent. You simply put, you must receive the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. You must acknowledge that He was God. God manifested Himself in the body of a man. God manifested in the flesh, that is Jesus. God came down in a human form so that He can communicate with human beings. Amen. Is it too hard for you to understand? There's a story that goes like this: a father and his child. They were watching the ants. Ants were carrying something. Now, ants will do just about anything. They'll carry leaves that's 10 times bigger than them. They'll carry a stick, they'll cross water, it seems nothing can stop an ant. But on this day, This one ant was trying to go to a place, and he was carrying something, and he couldn't find a way. He couldn't find a way out. And he was trying here, trying there. And the boy, small boy, and his father were watching the ant. And the boy said, "Daddy, Daddy, tell that ant it can go around there." And then the father said, "No, even if I speak from here, he'll just hear a noise, he won't understand me." The father said, "In order for me to tell that ant what to do, I must become an ant, and then I can communicate with him." So that is what God did. If God just speak from heaven, you'll just hear a noise. We won't understand what he's saying. So God came in the form of man. He became a man to communicate with man on his level so that man can understand what God is saying. The Bible says through Adam, all sinners come over the whole human race. All people have sinned. That is in the book of Romans 3:23. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death. In other words, everybody's going to die where the body separate from the soul. But when he says the wages of sin is death, he's talking about the second death. There's another death. You're going to appear before God in the spirit, because man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. Man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. So man will appear before God. And if his name is not in the book of life, he will be cast into the lake of fire. Now, death is separation. The death we all know about, your body separate from your soul. So death is separation. If you cut off a branch from a tree, you say that's a dead branch. You see, because the branch is now separated from the living tree. Death is separation. So the second death is, if your name is not in the book of life, you will be separated from God into the lake of fire. So that is death. Death is separation. And there you will be tormented forever and ever. But you can escape that fire. You can escape that judgment. If you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you receive the Lord Jesus. Go to a Christian, go to a pastor or an evangelist or an apostle. Go to them and say, "I want to escape hell fire. I want to escape that lake of fire. I would like my name to be in that book of life. What must I do to be saved?" They will say, "Believe in the Lord Jesus." You must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. You must believe that Jesus died for your sins. You must believe that God sent his Son. That is in the book of John 3, verse 16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, should not go into the hellfire, but have eternal life." You see, if you receive the Lord Jesus, God will forgive you for all your sins. If you receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior, he will forgive you for all the sins you've committed in your lifetime. And he will wipe it from his books. He will blot it out of his books. And he will write your name in the book of life. And one day when you die, and the day of judgment come, and you stand before God, and you look in the books, he will see there's none of your sin is there. And he'll open the book of life, and he will say, "See your name in the book of life." And he say, "Go into your Father's rest, and you will live forever and ever." How will we live? You must read 1 Corinthians 15. The Bible says we will have glorified bodies. We will have new bodies. We don't know what the bodies will look like, but it will be new bodies. It will be incorruptible. It means it won't get sick and rot. It will be immortal. It means those bodies won't die. There's so much in the Bible. You got to read the New Testament. Praise the Lord. But what I'm saying, this is what I was thinking about as I was praying. Don't let this moment pass you by. So friend, as you're listening to this podcast, don't let this moment pass you by. Don't say, "One day I will receive Christ." Don't say, "One day I will find out how to be saved." What are you saved? What does it mean to be saved? You are saved from the judgment. That is what saved means. You are saved from condemnation, because the Bible says in Romans 8, if you receive Christ, who is the Lord Jesus, as your Savior, there is therefore now no condemnation for them who are in Christ Jesus, because God has then forgiven you your sins, and you won't be condemned. You won't be sent into the hellfire. Friend, receive the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. It is very easy. You don't have to bring a sacrifice. You don't have to pay money. You don't have to suffer. You've just got to believe that someone already paid the price for you. Jesus died on the cross. It's going to be Easter now. Jesus died on the cross and he shed his precious blood. And that blood paid the price for the sins of all mankind, because his blood is more precious than the blood of goats and animals. Because in the olden days, people had to slaughter goats, or they had to slaughter a cow or sheep. And that blood was a propitiation for their sins. In other words, based on that blood that flowed, they were forgiven for their sins. But here is a man, not an ordinary man. A human being's blood is more precious than that of an animal. But this is no ordinary human being. This is the Son of God. This was God manifest in the flesh. His blood was not contaminated with sin like the sin of the whole of humanity, of mankind, because he was not born of an earthly father. He was conceived and by the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, and God caused her to bring forth a child. That's miraculous. That's why he's called God. So John 1 verse 12 says, as many as received him, the Lord Jesus Christ, to them gave he the power to become children of God, or to them gave he the authority. Friend, don't let this moment pass you by. The Lord bless you.